You're listening to Freak Radio, champion of the underdog. And this is Freak Weekly. Lady Shasha, the fashion freak, here with me is...
Tony Magnificent, the universal hater.
Hate these nuts.
And as always, our program director, Barbie La Muñeca de la Mafia, a.k.a. Barbarella.
Barbarella!
I think we should just keep adding stuff to your name. So
yeah,
it turns out it's a solid
every
2 minutes.
Every week, we add on.
Yeah.
Oh my god, every week?
Yeah,
every
week.
So by the end of the year...
We'll have to, for 45 minutes,
yeah,
just say my name.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I knew somebody had a song. It was like so-and-so, a.k.a. So many a.k.a.s. The nigga's name should just be a.k.a.
And then the b.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, everyone. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
We're
not professionals.
Fuck professionalism.
Yeah,
fuck
professionalism.
Yes.
I'm a pro at procrastination. Lucky we doing this shit right now to begin with.
Oh, speaking of that, did y'all see my tweet the other day? I came up with genius.
What tweet was that?
I said they ought to make a liquor that's called Responsibly, so I could always say I'm drinking Responsibly.
That's funny, but funny as hell.
But it's true.
You know what?
I buy that shit.
I'll sue that. I'll sue you for that. I'm the one that told you about that damn tweet.
You don't like the tweet.
But you don't like the tweet. That's your problem.
I do tweet.
You don't like the tweet.
I do tweet.
Oh, let's just see who's following him on Twitter.
Who?
He had Superhead.
Shout out to Karen Steffens following me.
One of the girls
you
from
Eddie Wilde is gonna whoop that ass.
One of the girls from In Vogue is following him.
Shout out to Don Robinson that's following me. And shout out to Felonious Monk who's following me. Thank you very much. Who do you have following you?
I have a bunch of people nobody would know yet.
So,
yet, but they're gonna be famous.
One day.
To my followers, you're all beautiful people. You're all gonna be
you're
somebody.
All her.
She's lying. I seen some of y'all. Some of y'all ugly as fuck. Hit the gym, get some makeup. God damn.
No,
listen, tune in though, every week.
Mm-hmm.
We need your business.
Yes.
Tune in every week.
All right, so starting off, let's talk about the Tom and Katie
split. Yeah.
Oh, the world of Scientology is devastated.
You know what? I knew they were gonna split up because every time we looked at Katie, she had that fucking like zombie look on her face, like,
yeah.
Dude.
You knew they were gonna split up because Tom doesn't like girls.
Dude.
Allegedly.
One word: Scientology. That shit, you can pretend like that shit's cool when you all in cupcake face.
Mm-hmm.
But after your ass done got audited, yeah, I know about that shit. I watched Bill Maher's Religious. After you done got audited about 4,000 or 5,000 times, you like, where the fuck is that prenup to say I want out? Fuck the bullshit.
And then did you see, like, when she broke up or when she left Tom, they settled that shit quick as hell.
Good prenup, good lawyers.
Mm-hmm. This is not his first. I believe this is third wife.
Yeah, wasn't he with? What was that chick's name? He was with when he had a mask on his face, and they went to
Nicole Kidman.
White people swinger party where everybody was fucking each other. That was Vanilla Sky. That's the name of that shit.
That wasn't Vanilla Sky.
That wasn't Vanilla Sky.
No, that was the movie when he got in a car accident and his face got jacked up and his life sucked because everybody realized that everything he got was off of his looks because his personality was shit.
But he wasn't that good looking though. But anyway,
well, that was the base of the movie. You're talking about Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, well, whatever. One of those movies. One of those fucking hipster movies that I don't watch.
I just feel bad for the next dude that's trying to get into Katie Holmes.
Oh, she's going to be... What do you mean? She's going to be like... You think she's going to be rigid as hell, or do you think she's just going to be like, yo, give it to me?
She's going to be crazy as fuck. She's going to have all that latent craziness develop from Tom Cruise. And ain't nobody... A sane mind on one fucker.
I think she might have that stifled sex drive too. Like, you know, like because Tom is always out in business that when she gets with a man that she finally finds attractive, she's probably gonna do some crazy
stuff. I was right, he did have three wives. His first wife is Mimi Rogers, his second wife is Nicole. I don't know.
Yeah.
His second
wife. Exactly.
She'd be a Hollywood ex, isn't
yeah.
I know.
Yes.
Well, fuck Katie Holmes. I said fuck Katie Holmes when she wasn't in Batman and Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
that
there.
Chick that did the Dark Knight, the second one, she was busted looking.
She
I don't give a
busted.
Damn.
That's so. Fuck Katie.
Katie
Holmes.
Holmes isn't even that pretty. Wasn't she in that Dawson's Creek ass show?
Oh, Dawson's. That's my shit.
My
oh my god.
That's my shit.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
I thought Pacey was cool.
I didn't usually say that out loud. That's my shit.
I can honestly say I've never seen a single episode of that.
You know what? You don't watch white shows, yeah.
Yeah, I don't watch Friends either. I've never seen an episode of it.
I can't
I'm proud
stand
of it.
Friends.
No, well, my thing with Friends is how come there's no black people? in all of New York City.
That's why I can't stand Friends. It's outside of my demographic. Yeah. These nuts. I mean, I'm outside of their demographic, so fuck them. If it ain't for me, fuck you. That is that simple.
I agree. I totally agree.
Okay, so
fuck all right, Katie. I want to talk about Samoya.
Samoya Reese.
Samoya.
Oh my God. No one hated on Samoya Reese more than me, but guess what? I'm a new best friend. This is how Samoya Reese looks right now.
Wow.
No, yes. That's before.
That's before?
That's after. She had a breast reduction.
No, this is not before. This is still after.
No, she had a breast reduction, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, she had... You can't... I don't like breast reduction. I love titties. I am fab titty.
Samoya Reese is very pretty, but is she still with that little midget chubby...
no, manager?
She,
no, she got rid of that manager.
She chopped him on the... Sure, but Samoya Reese, I mean, I don't give
a picture.
I don't give a shit of how her music is, her rapping and all whatever. Mm-hmm. To look that good now after looking so fucking busted.
I don't think she looked busted.
She didn't look busted, but like...
I'd use her titties as a pillow.
She didn't look busted, but she wasn't attractive.
No, she had like a crackhead teeth.
No, she had the first thing she had done was her teeth.
She had her teeth done. That was on TV.
Yeah, it was on TV.
Ain't no shame. That's why I like Samoya Reese, because she don't give a fuck.
She reminded me
of... She's on that real Honey Badger shit. Like, people like me bash the shit out of her, and she still goes do the fucking thing, lose weight, looking good. Now she got all her shit.
Yo, she reminded me of a Mexican Nicki Minaj when I first saw her.
Maxi
Minaj?
Wow. Did you see Carlos Mencia?
She's from
like Ecuador or something.
Right, well, okay, same difference. Well, no, it's not really. Look, but that. That's Carlos Mencia now.
Carlos?
Remember that dude?
That's not Carlos Mencia. That's Photoshop.
That's Carlos Mencia.
You're a goddamn liar. That ain't no Carlos Mencia. That is Carlos Mencia. Ain't that a bitch?
He's on some sort of diet now.
It's called P90X. Get the program.
P90X.
One of these days, you're going to stop wearing different shoes. And your belly stops covering your feet when you look down.
Yep.
Mismatched shoes.
Get on that P90X, boy.
Does P90X really work?
Yeah, it works.
Actually, it's making such a big improvement in you.
I quit.
I want to try P90X.
I pick up rice and beans, son.
Right, there you go.
That's
with
no P90X.
Let's talk about these reality shows.
My favorite section of
the day.
Yeah.
Reality shows.
Except I see Real World. No, I think the worst people to watch Real World right now are people like me from St. Thomas. So I'm not even going to. No, I will. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck finds a barracuda washed up dead on the shore?
I don't know.
Production really. I hate. Don't disrespect my intelligence.
Well, they ran out of stuff for them to do.
You know why?
The show's been on for like 20 years.
They cast it bad because all of them are shacking up. Two black people shacking up. Four white people swinging. I can't tell them apart. No disrespect. I'm lying. I don't give a fuck. I can't tell them apart. They always got people on the show with the same fucking name. They got two Brandons. The white guys look alike.
Why is there always a freaking Brandon?
There's always a Brandon.
Yeah.
Because Brandons are always crazy.
It's like those names like Aiden, Caden, Maiden. I hate those.
John and Brandon.
Bethany. If you see Tiffany. Bethany, Tiffany, Rebecca.
I don't meet too many Rebeccas. Meet a lot of Ashleys, though.
You know, it's a really crazy name when people that are insane is Barbaras.
She's
sitting next to the golf club. You might want to act right.
Yeah. Did anything else happen in Real World besides they found a shark?
I can tell you right now, there's probably, like you said, a lot of sex, a lot of fighting.
Nope. No sex.
No bad girls
no
club.
No fighting.
Like, no bad girls club.
Let's
fighting.
Talk about a real show that's popping right now. Yeah. Fuck the Real World
and
all that bull. They're not even showing my island properly, but fuck them. Bad Girls Club is my motherfucking shit.
You know what? This season, though, this season is going to be great because they're in Mexico, and it seems like when they fight, nobody gets fucking thrown off
like they did
in America.
They got new rules or some shit. It's like, once you don't kill or draw excessive blood, you will not be kicked out the house. I think they can't vote each other out the house because they tried to vote off somebody out the house. Whoever's kicking
they
all
never,
the ass
they never should have let people go. They should make that jump like Hunger Games.
What do you think? What do you think of that light-skinned black woman? She's got like a big Jay Leno chin. That was like, excuse me, the first episode when she was like, we're black, we need to be friends.
Yeah, that was, I never heard anyone say that.
I don't really know their names until like the fifth or sixth week. I really don't give a fuck.
I don't either.
But the I know it when I'm watching the show, but I didn't watch it last. But
I could tell you is my favorite is that little what was she again?
I know the one white girl they call her Blondie. They ask, "What's 5 times 5?" And she's like, 10.
Her, this is the one I think is nice. What's her name?
It doesn't say her name, but she's from North African.
The North African one that speaks Arabic. Yeah.
She ain't nothing right now. She don't. She's trying to part fight. She don't fight. She ain't about that life.
You know what? What's funny though, when the very first episode, when she was like, "Yeah, my God, I got it. Everybody's looking at my booty."
The one chick's name who always taking off her clothes getting naked.
The one that's classy.
Don't stop. We like, but she got a fucking kid. Her. She's all there on her casting video with the kid.
Okay. I got their pictures and names. The big chin one that he talks about is Megan. Blondie's name Ashley. Didn't I tell you?
No, it's Ashley. No, it's Christina.
No, Ashley. The name is underneath the picture.
Oh.
And then
Christina's the hoochie
then the
mommy.
One. Yeah, Christina's the one. No, that's not the one that was dancing on the counter. That's the one that wanted to fight the girl in the street.
Rima is the one that dances.
Phelan's from
counter.
Springfield, Mass. Shout out to Springfield, Mass, Phelan. That's right. I'm your neighbor. Holla.
You're right. It was Rima that was dancing on the bar.
Rima.
With her dress pearled up to her waist. How much she's classy.
Yeah.
Minus a C, minus a L.
Ashy.
Yes. Yes.
Throwing an H sometimes. Throw some lotion.
Trashy.
Mm-hmm. Ashy.
They know they Photoshop some of these girls because on the show, some of them got some guts.
One of them. The one that's been fighting, I think, is Megan. She's, I think I saw a World Star Hip Hop or some shit. Some magazine cover, some shit. She looks like a real model.
Really?
I'll give her that.
Yeah.
Baby Shar. That's what they call it. Little Shar.
Yeah, she does look like
Little Shar. She looks like Shar.
This one.
Who the hell is Shar?
She's from a former season of
oh my God.
Bad Girls Club.
Shar, if you ever listen to this podcast, I'm a fan. Hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. If you're in Orlando, buy me some drinks.
Pizza.
Pizza. I'm not a fan of Shar. I say fuck Shar. She ain't do shit but play games. I like that girl. What was that girl that they played with her contact lenses and she walked up and beat the brakes off that girl? Beat the brakes off her.
You guys are so old.
Beat the brakes.
That's right.
Your fashion freak is so old.
Who the hell says beat the brakes?
I say beat the brakes. I have my own lingo. I make up words and I use them.
But I think your husband is rubbing off on you too much because you just came the universal hater.
Yeah, you did.
I expect that from him, not from you.
But the thing is, from Bad Girls Club, my favorite bad girls are the ones that really do shit. Like, they could be either hyper annoying like Natalie Nunn. I like her because she was an asshole, but she was unapologetic
Natalie Nunn,
about
now that's
her
a real Jay Leno.
Yeah. I run L.A. Her,
I run
yeah.
L.A.
Low Alabama.
Of course, Tanisha.
Yeah.
Tanisha will always be, you know, in the top.
I ain't gonna sleep over here. Y'all get no sleep over here.
Exactly. That's why, because you can remember what she said. Name, tell me something Shar did or said.
Shar had her minions.
Just because you got a bunch of weak bitches around you don't make you a strong one.
My favorite girl was
that. What happened to that girl? The one that looked like a mole. She was from Jersey with the curly hair. She had a fucked up face.
My favorite
one. The one who tried to rap.
No. The one with the dark hair. She was the season before. She was the one that kept on saying weak sauce, but she was weak herself.
You know who I thought was really cool? That I really liked that no one liked were twins. Last season.
The twins, the only reason I liked them is for one thing. When
they were pretty.
When they was fighting, and then they stopped fighting, and one of the twins said, "Are we done now? Because I really want to eat my pasta."
That was for TV.
That was funny.
Yes.
They're not funny.
Now,
those twins.
And speaking of
Shar. Team Shar.
Shar. Every time I hear Shar, I think of Bucky. What the hell is
that? When I think of Shar, I think of Shar Jackson when she was on TV. She had a
crying tour. Yeah.
She had a crying tour when she found out that Kevin Federline had left her ass and married Britney Spears.
Kevin Federline.
He had 2 children with her.
Federline.
And then for like weeks, Shar Jackson was just on show after show after show crying about Kevin Federline.
So,
she should be on Hollywood Exes.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah,
Shar
Jackson should be on Hollywood Exes.
For being with Kevin Federline? That makes no sense.
Well, she was on Family Matters, so I guess she was. Big. Yeah, that was her on Family Matters. No, she was on Moesha.
Moesha.
I know it was someone.
Who?
You just think all black people are the same sick.
Yeah, you're racist.
I am.
Black racist. You are something. Uncle Ruckus. Here come the niggas. Don't trust right. them niggas around there.
No, don't trust them new niggas over there.
Them new niggas.
Them new niggas over there.
I need to catch up on my boondocks. I'm fucking up.
You gotta just, I have ways to get this.
I'm fucking up. Wait,
I got sidetracked. I want to talk about Hollywood Exes.
Hollywood
Did you finally
X's.
Watch
Jose
it?
Jose Canseco's wife.
I've watched all four episodes. I even know that they don't name the episodes. They just call it episode one, episode two. This is my new shit.
You like
Eddie Murphy, out of all of them.
Mm-hmm, his wife.
He lucked up.
He did.
Because you can see she's genuinely, authentically classy. She's not like the rest of those R. Kelly's wife. I don't know.
I like R. Kelly's wife. I love her.
She speaks English.
I just
want
to dance, man.
She speaks English.
That was my junk.
My hands up in quotations. But they have, I don't know what the fuck she's saying until they put the captions up.
Oh, maybe it's a Chicago accent. She says she's from Chicago.
I know plenty
Chicago?
Of people from Chicago. From the head back and come on now, that's fuck. I don't. I think it's some.
What is she like,
shit.
A Jocelyn of this show?
No, I can understand Stevie's love. I can't understand the R. Kelly's wife, but
what about Prince's wife? I
Prince's
saw like
wife.
Him.
She looks
like
good, but she's still sprung on Prince.
Yes, she is.
Prince,
did you see the wedding china?
I saw the wedding. Prince got a way of keeping his bitches hooked. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but if he wrote a book, a lot of lame motherfuckers would buy it and read and need to take fucking notes. Because you can say whatever gay shit or whatever about Prince, ass out, cheeks, whatever. His bitches be sprung.
You know what he probably did was he was like, I never meant to have you any problem.
God,
he
stop.
Started singing Purple
stop,
Rain
stop,
or whatever
stop.
To them girls, man.
Who else do we talk? There's a wife that we're skipping over.
Jose Canseco's wife with the
no,
vagina
no, no, there's
blasting.
Another one.
I want to talk
Smith,
about
Will Smith's first
Will
one.
Smith first. But you heard what she said? She's like, I wasn't married to Will Smith. I was married to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
If I was him, I would have slapped the shit out of her. Disrespecting me like that. What the fuck?
I'm surprised she's... Never mind.
I know she's going to get divorced soon. I'm calling it.
Yep.
Well, listen to me. I'm calling it.
She don't live with her husband.
Huh? Jada Pinkett?
Yeah, she don't live with her husband. She on TV when they're at the table. It took me about... I had a slow moment. I had a blonde moment. It took me about 3 minutes to figure out what they were talking about when they were at the winery at the table. It was when R. Kelly's wife... You know, of course, R. Kelly's ex-wife got to say... You got to do everything to please him. Goddamn, she was like, how much piss did she take on her? So,
no.
But they were talking about squirting. That's what they were talking about. If no one figured it out on the show. So that's what they were talking about, squirting. And that's when Will Smith's ex-wife was like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm in church. We don't squirt in church. Oh, my God. It's going to get in the communion. All of that bullshit. Was scared about. But then when they started telling her, oh yeah, you were a preacher, your man don't know how to fucking or whatever.
Wow.
And then she slipped up and said ass because they were ganging in telling her man can't fuck and all whatever. That shit was funny.
And Jessica Canseco didn't have nothing to say?
She was the one who started saying
the
squirt. She's the one who said, you gotta squirt. Like, R. Kelly's wife was saying, oh, okay, you got to do this. It's freaky. You got to suck. And he's like, but wait, if you're not squirting, you ain't saying shit.
Think about it. This is a woman that had to have her coochie and her behind reconstructed on television.
Not reconstructed. Rejuvenated.
Rejuvenated.
Let's get the vernacular correct.
Yeah, rejuvenated. Either way, Jose destroyed that ass.
I want to know. I have she said that squirting... Squirting is the best.
That she said. That's what you gotta do. That's what keeps them wrapped up. You gotta be squirting. Fuck up the sheets. She didn't say
that. Wipe
us up. You gotta fuck up the sheets.
Stay in the wet spot. That kind of stuff.
I mean, you heard Brian McKnight's song.
What? Oh, let me show
you. Ready to learn?
Yes. Let me show you how your pussy works.
Yeah, I know.
Did you ever knew that it can squirt?
No, I like the part was like, since you didn't bring it to me first.
I've done my share of it, but anyways, I've seen videos of just like, psh, like a fire hose. Like, psh, psh.
I think they must fill water inside themselves before
they
shoot the video.
I think they attach a hose up their ass or something like that.
Trust me. It's real.
It's real?
It's real. I have a minor in gynecology. My major was music. My minor was gynecology.
Really?
Yes.
Since you have
speaking
minor in gynecology.
Hosaling.
Whoa.
Man or a woman? Hosaling.
Well. She got I Hold Up Hands pregnant on TV. And I mean, they showed us the pregnancy test, so we know it's real.
But we never saw the plus or minus.
We never saw plus or minus. You're right.
But here's my problem with this fucking show. When they come to an important scene, quote unquote.
Wait, so we on Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, we're
I don't got nothing to say about squirting anymore. I'm just saying, when on Love and Hip Hop.
I know Mimi don't squirt. Because Stevie J ain't fucking with that ass. He's fucking with Jocelyn.
When they come to those scenes, like when she was breaking up with him, she was packing her clothes. That shit was so fucking scripted.
They had the Hallmark Channel music.
And then the video camera edited it four different ways.
I like how Stevie J talks, though. Like, he's just like, why are you loud? Like, relax. Be calm.
My favorite line was like, why are you running over my shirt? But she backed up over his shirt. Mm-hmm. But
I told you to move.
I like...
You know what's funny, though? No. You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. When Mimi, she's like, oh, upset. Oh, you fucking all these bitches. And I was like, nah, I ain't fucking all these bitches. You need to keep them in check. I'm going to keep them in check. In the same fucking breath.
You know what I like?
I'm going to get the Stevie J part in my hair. So
you got to get the Stevie J vernacular.
I'm going to just stop pissing women off and let them see the Stevie J. I'm going to be like, you see the Stevie J part? Do I look like I'm going to take any of your bullshit? Notice the Stevie J part. Oh my God. And shout out to everybody, all my followers on Instagram giving me jokes. Those pictures with Stevie J, you know, the public's like, I'm hungry for this bread. They got that picture like right there. And then next to it, they got a picture of Master Splinter from Ninja Turtles. Oh my God.
He had the same shirt on.
They got me dying. They got on the same shirt. Oh my God. They got me dying.
But the only thing I like, Instagram. The only people I like in that whole entire show are K. Michelle.
Fuck K. Michelle.
And that 50-year-old woman that's trying to get back a fucking career.
I like K. Michelle how she went in on Carly.
When she was like, who is the bitch shaking the table?
She was like, how you going to be 50 years old and trying to get in the game? You got to go fix your butt implant. She got one deflated butt implant walking like this.
That's why you like it and that's why I don't like it. Because at that same table, she's like, oh, y'all know I'm crazy. Whatever bullshit. And then she's shaking drinks and like, oh, we can shake the table. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
But you know what's the best part about that scene? Hmm? All the extras sitting around in the back. Every time they argue,
they're just minding their business. Yeah. Now, that was a real
thing. He and the egg salt, it is how it is. You fucking lying.
And everybody's undercover gay.
Not everybody.
Well, I mean, I have no problem with that, but come on, Stevie J.
There are rumors about Stevie J.
I know. Well, there's
they say he's a bottom.
I'm saying for real. Stevie J is by far the most hated man in the black community right now.
You know why people want to put their polos on him? Yo, what was up with that fucking fight?
And then have an asthma attack the next
day. Okay, let's get to the meat. Who won the fight?
Stevie J, because he was biting the shit out of him like he had the fucking... He smoked bath salts.
I will have Stevie J because he kept taking him down.
I say Stevie J because only Scrappy was bleeding out the mouth afterwards.
Well.
So, it's a consensus. Little Scrappy can't scrap, you little biatch.
He can't scrap, and he was talking shit, and he punched the garage door.
Baby mama, you know. Like, them baby mama.
How about when they were comparing baby's mamas? He was like, yo, I got a couple baby mamas. And Stevie J's like, I got
five baby mamas. I got four baby mamas, and auntie that ain't supposed to be a baby mama.
Yeah. Damn shame.
Fucking, you damn better take shame. That shit back to New York.
So, why the fuck was he biting him on the shoulder? Like, he was giving him a love bite. Like, that's how gay men, like, you know, that I don't know.
No, I don't think
okay, not that. Like that. Allegedly.
All I know is Scrappy can't scrap.
No, he can't.
He ain't about that life.
He didn't put his paws on anybody. He came on an interview we heard later on that he said that VH1 edited it really, really badly, that he really knocked Stevie J out. Because he didn't want to go because he was on parole.
You know what's stupid about that? If they edited it, then that helped your ass because aren't you on probation?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, but...
Why would you run around talking about violating probation?
If your mother knows you're on probation, why was she saying, well, you know what? She ain't got no damn sense.
But you know what, though?
It's stupid of me to assume that
his mother,
Mama Scrappy.
Yeah.
That ain't, yo.
Kind of you fucking Paul sense. Mooney.
Yeah, Paul Mooney.
Oh, my
Paul
God.
Paul Mooney away.
You left him to die.
You left my baby to die.
That, I swear to God, she is an over-actor.
She be saying it with a chest, though.
Yes, yeah, she... With her mouth, to like, when Scrappy was telling...
Like that crack
Scrappy
mouth.
Was telling her about, oh, Stevie J disrespect my baby mama. The way her mouth turned down, she was like, you need to check him.
Like, you can tell she was a pimp.
It was like when, from Superfly in the 70s or some shit.
She was a pimp. But,
Scrappy's baby mom. Mm-hmm. Baby mom, Erica.
She's pretty. I'll give Erica credit. Nah, I only watch the show because they're pretty, but they're ratchet.
No, did you see her mother?
I don't take her.
Yeah, her mother had a jumpsuit on, like a 1989.
Pantsuit.
Yeah.
Pantsuit.
And
pantsuit. She had
a
grease on her head.
Pantsuit.
What about when they showed Stevie J with a fucking Jodeci vest on? The sweater vest.
My sweater vest.
Hey, talking to Benzino.
You saw Mike Epps at the BET Awards. Yeah. He brought it back. He brought it back.
What about Benzino talking to that 50-year-old woman? Benzino?
Benzino looks old as fuck.
Yo, he looks like he's on some kind of rock or something like that.
He's on that rock, but
like,
he's scratching that neck, son.
And he, yeah, yo, can I take you out to dinner sometime? She was like, I really like him. Like,
oh my god, you used to have money,
and he's sexy. I'ma
throw the pussy.
No, makes Carly the dumbest.
What?
Her boyfriend was the son of L.A. Reid. You gonna dump him to go with a damn Benzino?
Damn it. Well, he probably dumped her.
Yeah.
As y'all know,
she has a deflated booty. According
he was like, as y'all know, I used to run The Source, but now I run Hip Hop Weekly.
Anybody read Hip Hop Weekly?
I read it one time, and then when I was in the bathroom taking a shit.
They don't even bootleg Hip Hop Weekly.
No,
that's how you know it's not real. If people don't bootleg your shit, and if people can't download shit online free,
I actually did read it. Like
shit
I was
really ain't shit.
I read it when I was taking a shit one day.
Okay, and everybody don't need to know that.
But anyways.
And then you wiped with it.
No, I read it, and they had, you know how People Magazine has the crossword puzzles? They had the hip-hop crossword puzzles, but they were the dumbest fucking things in the world. They were like ignorant shit.
Like the hip-hop squares, you see that on HBO?
Oh, God, I hate that show, Hip-Hop Squares.
Oh, God. It was on MTV, too. They got, it's like Hollywood Squares, but it's called Hip-Hop Squares. It's got rappers in the squares.
Oh, my God.
Yes. They said, check this out, and I'm not going to say the rapper's name, but they said, when you go to China, should you A, bring your passport, or, no, I'm sorry, when you go to Thailand, should you A, bring your passport, or B, bring a Chinese dictionary? And the rapper was like, your Chinese dictionary. And the guy was like, I agree. And I'm yelling at the TV like, you dumb son of a bitch. Who the fuck speaks Chinese in Thailand? Thai.
Thank God I have too much of a life to watch all of this shit. I only watch some. Yeah, for those of you that's wondering why we didn't broadcast last week, because, like I said earlier, we pros at procrastination, and we got lives, and we don't live to watch these shows. We just talk about shit as we see it.
Yeah, man.
So, if you missed it, sorry. If you hating on us, fuck you.
Send us a comment, and we'll respond.
Send us a comment, and we will respond.
We will definitely respond.
Okay, but I want to talk about? I want to talk about this music. I want to jump around. Mm-hmm. I had Frank Ocean's new album stumble upon me. I don't know who the fuck Frank Ocean is. I don't know what he did.
I never heard of him.
I don't know the kind of genre.
I never heard of him.
But I heard the music. Sounds like it's supposed to be some neo-soul thing. But a friend let me listen to it. And I thought we were friends. But we're clearly not. Because that shit sucked. If I paid for it, I'd want my money back.
Really?
And I'd slap whoever sold it to me. If I downloaded it on my computer, I'd throw that shit out the window. And I have a Mac. I got quality shit. And it really sucked. Like, you gotta be honest.
It's really that bad?
When you support shitty music, you're reinforcing bad behavior.
Yeah.
You gotta let motherfuckers know that shit sucks.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't support... Well, if
and the name of the album, so you know what not to get, is Channel Orange.
That's a stupid name.
Channels have numbers.
He counts like 1, 2, 3, blue.
Well, clearly management thought it sounded good when it was sitting inside the studio.
Yo, so, call it Channel Orange.
So, Frank Ocean should be drowning, and I'm going to rename him Frank Pond because he doesn't move. Oceans are supposed to move people.
And it doesn't
move me. So, Frank Pond, you suck.
Frank Lake.
Ocean, no. Lakes, even lakes move. Frank Puddle. Let's do something.
Frank Puddle.
No, even puddles get more action than a pond. Yeah. Motherfuckers, little kids stomping puddles to have fun every day when it rains. Ponds, people don't fuck with ponds. They just walk by, keep going. So Frank Pond, you suck. And channels aren't colors.
No.
You stupid motherfucker.
Alright,
so I'm gonna talk about
you. Now you feel better?
I feel relieved.
Now, if
I wanna talk about, I'll talk about Azealia Banks mixtape because I like it.
Who's Azealia Banks?
You don't know who Azealia Banks
I don't
is?
I didn't know who Frank Ocean was. I stumbled up, Frank Pond. Excuse me. I stumbled upon this shit by who broadcasts music?
I only
know about the commercial.
I learned about it from Twitter.
I have Virgin Island followers. We don't tweet about that shit.
Azealia Banks is a rapper who sings also from New York.
I'm a little bit I don't like being ignorant. Y'all talking about shit. I don't know
Young
how
Rapunzel.
Her nickname is Azealia Banks. Not to be confused with Iggy Azalea, who's another female rapper.
Or Lloyd Banks.
Yeah.
I want to see how she looks. I don't care about me. I want to see how... Man, she looks familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
You probably saw her in the 212.
She looked like the motherfuckers across the street playing Space.
Wait. I got a question.
What?
You know, usually you can't play music that you don't have the rights to play. But if it's a mixtape, and people don't sell mixtapes, can it be played still?
What do you mean they don't sell?
Ask your lawyer when you get sued.
Yeah.
What do you mean they don't sell mixtapes?
But no, it wouldn't stand up in court. No, you can't. You're not supposed to sell mixtapes.
Well, you tell them motherfuckers in Chinatown to stop trying to sell them 3 for $20 then.
Hey, if you buy it, that's your own fault.
I don't buy it. I don't buy a damn thing.
Promotional use only.
Just like I don't buy CDs when you start bragging about how much money you got and how much you have a gold ass toilet seat. I don't buy your shit anymore.
That's true.
Because you don't need my fucking money.
You don't need my 99
cents. Is she endorsed by Disney? Everything I see her, she's wearing.
No, oh no, she's not endorsed.
She's
by Disney.
She gonna get in trouble.
She
with
gonna
that.
Learn, bitch. You gonna learn. You about to get sued the fuck off. Disney don't play that shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh, show us your tits. I like that already.
Yeah, you wanna see the photo? I saw this photo earlier. Just show her that photo.
Let me see.
Show us your tits. Hate
these nuts. Show her that photo because I saw it the other day. Yeah,
you saw this.
Oh yeah.
I wish the viewers could see this.
Oh yeah, she had. She just
ain't nothing like a sweet rat.
Yeah, she just did a concert where she had a whole mesh outfit on and just do little circles.
That's right. You show us your tits, okay? I like her look now.
I like her because any woman that starts off a song, bitch, nigga, get your nigga, bitch, get this nigga, bitch. That's,
yeah.
I was cracking up.
And this is a mixtape?
Yeah, it's a mixtape.
Okay, I'm
going to
have to go download this shit.
What?
You got what?
Hey, she tweeted the link on
Twitter.
Yeah,
she did. She
for people to download her shit.
Her new mixtape is pretty damn cool.
Because, you know, I don't drive, so the only other way to catch motherfuckers that don't drive is downloading internet porn and all that other shit.
Mm-hmm. Internet porn? Who watches... Wow.
Everyone watches internet porn.
Yo, she's got a really, really long tongue.
Wow.
I'm looking at a picture of her
nice
with her tongue sticking out. Yo,
I'm surprised you're not hating on anybody tonight. What the universal hater has gone
too
soft.
I haven't...
What's
wrong?
Soft.
Huh?
What's wrong?
You been getting some sunshine?
There's absolutely...
You been getting some sunshine?
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong. I do like Azealia Banks. I like her music, but I don't like Nas's new CD. How's that?
Oh,
everybody loves Nas's new CD. I don't like it. I mean, lyrically, it's good, but he will not stay on a beat for shit.
I have it, but I haven't listened to it yet. Like,
you listen
Nas
to
ain't that shit that you just put on, oh, I need to hear some music. Mm-hmm. Nas, that shit, okay, I'm going on a road trip. I need to something that I can sit and listen to folks. It's like schoolwork.
Yeah.
You gotta pay attention.
There's one
or
song.
Or you're gonna lose the notes. You're like, you're
there's one
shit.
Song where he's talking about saluting to the 90s, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cool song. Because, like, he is very descriptive. Like, when he talks about how he bought pizza on Broadway or something, and he burned the roof of his mouth, and then he used his tongue to pop the blister. I mean, I've done that. Not, like,
that's
pizza.
That's some real shit.
Huh?
That's some real shit. I burned my... I'm a grown-ass man. I still get burned from pizza.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna give them no plug, because they don't give me enough free pizza. It's a place in downtown Orlando. Yeah, ain't no free plugs. This is America. You pay for your plugs.
America.
America. America! Fuck yeah!
That's another thing. I'm sorry. On the 4th of July, we went to the...
I was downtown for the 4th of July.
We went downtown
for the 4th of July. I watched Skinny Black get that ass whooped from DJ. And I saw Nola shut off the fan.
What? What just happened?
You old people. Y'all don't watch Hustle and Flow? That's my shit.
I had a problem.
You know that I'm Uncle Ruckus. I don't watch black people.
You old people. We're going to sit down and have Freak Media Night, and we're going to watch Hustle and Flow.
I'm not watching any show with a dude with a fucking
perm. It's not a show. It's a movie.
Dude, you listen to Prince.
I don't like hood movies. Somebody always
It's not a hood movie. It's not a hood movie. You said you call him Baby Wipes.
Oh, Senior Baby Wipes. That's what everybody calls him.
Who's Senior Baby Wipes?
Terrence Howard. Because he did this interview where he said that any woman that gets with him, they have to clean themselves with baby wipes first.
Hey.
That's right. You can imagine how much pussy gets thrown at this man. Of course he don't want no stank for JJ all up on his balls. Wipe that shit.
Do they squirt, you think?
What were you getting ready to say before we got started talking about...
I forgot now.
I don't know.
That's a damn shame.
That's a damn shame.
Are we going to talk about Chris Brown? And his album?
No.
I didn't hear it. I don't care.
All in was named Fortune. His first album was Fame. And his next album is going to be named Rehab. Boom, bam, done.
Oh, Chris Brown? Yeah, the only hits Chris Brown had are the one that...
I'm sorry, Rihanna's head
in that fucking busted up chin he got.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. You saw him on the BT Awards?
No. Did he have a busted up chin?
He came out real quick. He didn't say nothing. I mean, you know, Jay-Z was sitting in front.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce, so,
and
you
Kim
know.
Kim Kardashian.
So, you know, he's like, look, Lunik. Mm-hmm. And Chris Brown like, yeah, massa. So he said two words. Thank y'all. I don't want Jay-Z to fucking put in my ass again. And then...
You know what? Yeah, we did see Chris Brown at the BET Awards. Remember we watched the video of him dancing?
I watched the BET Awards.
Yes, we did. We watched the special. We watched Nicki Minaj.
No, she didn't. You know the B stands for black, right?
That's black embarrassment television.
No, but we watched it because I saw it in the video.
You are Auntie Ruckus.
No, it's not a BET. Maybe they should call it EBT.
Entertainment Black Television.
Yes. But I watched TV One. I watched Centric too.
TV One. I don't get TV One.
Oh, you gotta watch Unsung.
That's I'm about to be Team Basic Television.
I love. Centric, and I love TV One because they always play skid. They play commercials for Jolly Ranchers, grape Jolly Ranchers, and watermelon Jolly Ranchers on it.
Just Jolly. A damn lie.
That is true. How many times have we seen Jolly Ranchers commercials on an African American TV show, and I'm like, that is racist as hell.
Since when is Jolly Ranchers racist?
You never bought Doc Penny candies from the hood, have you?
No, I'm not from the hood.
That's right, you're a yup. That's right.
This is Auntie Ruckus you're talking to.
I go through the hood. I lock my car door.
She's the house slave.
I'm not a house slave, but I do.
Wait. Repeat that again. You don't go to the hood. Why?
I said if I go through the hood, I lock my car doors.
You open the door to your house, right? You look across the street,
it.
Right?
I don't want it. Because
you know you live across the street from the hood.
When I moved here, When I moved here, it was regular houses, and then the hood moved in on me.
When?
When those people couldn't sell their houses and started renting them out.
Yeah, like a Malcolm X moment. Yes. He's like, we did not move into the hood. The hood moved on to us.
Yes, it did. It crept up.
I know that we moved into the hood when I opened the door one day and a motherfucker was sitting on the roof.
Yeah. No, I knew I was in the hood when I was driving down the street 8 o'clock at night. Somebody's baby was in the street.
This fucking.
Why is your baby in the street?
You guys just made a Twitter trending topic.
What?
I knew I was in the hood when.
Okay. Oh my god! Start it up.
Ratchetness has gone up 25%. Oh, shout out to my followers! If you haven't realized this week, there's more profanity because we were instructed by our producers to use less profanity, but the people commented and said otherwise, and it's all about the people.
That's right.
So, production's watching me sideways, but they'll be all right.
Production is okay with that.
Oh, we got the okay for management approval.
Yep.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
I forgot to tell you guys, there was a show. I caught it last night. I was getting ready to go to sleep. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yo, I saw part of it.
There's a VH1 TV show. It's like the Bad Girls Club. But it's mothers and daughters. Like two generations of wretchedness.
Oh, it's the, are you talking about the one with the southern girls? Like they're 17 and live in Alabama or Memphis?
No.
It's a house. Like they have different people come in and live in a house together. Like the Bad Girls Club. But instead of just having, you know, the ratchet 20-year-old bad girls, it's them and their ratchet mama.
I like ratchetness. But where do you think these girls get it from? You don't get ratchetness without ratchet.
I literally, I watched it for 5 seconds when I rolled over when I was sleeping and I looked. And one woman.
Go ahead, sorry.
One woman, her, she was 39 and her daughter was
22.
Yeah. And I had to do the math. And then she was like, my mom's mad because I got titties or whatever. She's like, boom, boom. And I just had to roll back over and go back to sleep because this was ridiculous.
Here, let me show you the picture. Here
it is. Yeah, they are. Hood rat ass chicks, man.
Mothers and daughters.
Mothers and daughters.
Mama drama.
I can't tell the mothers from the daughters.
Look at the one all the way on the right.
Look at the saggy.
Okay, that one I can tell because she looks like a...
Look for saggy vaginas.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, then again, that doesn't help.
Saggy vagina. See, the funny thing, though, is the mother might not be the one with the... It might be the daughter.
Mm. Are they MILFs?
With the saggy vagina. I see MILFs. I like what I see. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to mama drama.
I don't even know when it comes on. I just happen to be getting ready for bed.
He's going
to
watch
it
in one hand.
This is old, though.
I never heard of it or saw it before last night.
Maybe they just piloted it, and then they found Stevie J, and they're like, no, we're going to not
He said,
we're going to
get this what?
We're going to get this money?
We're going to get this money?
Get this bread.
Bread.
Hungry for this bread. And when you say it, you can't open your teeth. The teeth are
bread.
Hungry for this bread. Brit.
And they're never gonna put me back to the street. I live with Stevie.
No, it's Stevie. Did you ever
Stevie.
Remember me?
Stevie.
Right. I know, even if he is a bad man.
Stevie,
yeah. Look at her. Which one? White trash. They look crazy. Like I seen them chicks.
Hey, why can't I say white trash?
Why can't I say the other one then?
Yes, that's right.
So I mean, for real, some of them mothers, man, please. They look like they need to have a Natty Ice and a Marlboro. And live in the fucking trailer park down the street. Literally. Down the street. Smoking crystal meth.
I would like to have some trailer park followers and see some trailer park tweets on Twitter.
Yeah.
Really?
That would be fucking... Imagine, you know you in the trailer park when...
Mm-hmm. when...
I don't even know what to say. I ain't about that life. Mm-mm. I need to know.
You know you're in the trailer park when...
Is there something wrong with wearing a matching dress with your mama?
Mother, sister, brothers,
I feel like
brothers,
there's
uncles.
Something wrong with that.
You did it when
And they have the
little.
Same hair.
No, wait. I have never worn a matching dress with my mother.
You did. You just don't remember.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
did.
So bad, you blocked it out your mind.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
How would you know you weren't around?
What about when you went to... Oh, whatever.
Exactly.
Anyways, let me see something for a second.
What?
Like, I didn't know that was, like... Is that the mother and the two daughters?
Yeah, she has twins.
Those girls are not twins.
Well, they're fraternal twins.
No, they're Irish twins.
That's not right.
What are Irish twins?
Irish
twins are like when the mother has a child and then right after that they have another child 9 months later. So that's an Irish twin. Because, you know, they bam, bam, knock them out quick.
Oh.
Irish twins?
Yes.
Why is that specific to Ireland?
Because they have a lot. I don't know. Because they drink a lot of liquor. I don't know. Don't ask me these questions. And I'm anybody who wants to hate. I am Irish and I'm Italian, so I can say that shit. Ooh. Bitches.
Why you gotta call our listeners?
Have
bitches?
You been watching?
I'm gonna eat this bread. What?
That should be the answer for everything. Yeah. And then when shit goes wrong, just say you look nice tonight.
That's what I do.
Did you see that picture of Stevie J? There's a picture of Stevie J going around, and it'll say something like, I hate you, and I hope you fucking die. By the way, you look nice today. they made a whole site. It's called Stevie J Faces, and it's just different pictures of his facial expressions with that same line, but different change
up. This is fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. That's why. I mean, you either hate, mm-hmm. or you love to hate Stevie J.
No, I just don't care.
Oh, wait, correction. You either hate or you love to hate.
No, but I never do Stevie J.
Stevie.
Didn't you say that he said that?
That's the picture that they use all
Stevie,
the time.
Stevie, do you read me?
This one that was put on it. I don't know whether I want to kiss you or strangle you. And by the way, you look nice today.
No, weren't you the one, Fresh and Freak, weren't you the one that said that Jocelyne sounds like a deaf Tony Montana?
Yeah, she does. She sounds
like... she has a hearing impairment?
She has a hearing impairment. She has a... Did you see the tweets?
Yes. She also
did
has...
Did you see the tweets? This girl can't even spell. Hold on. I gotta find the tweets.
Come on. So that's half of Twitter right there. We gotta cut us some slack.
Half there.
No, I have to read the tweet for you. She wrote...
7/3, don't give a fuck.
This is what she wrote.
Yes,
so, whoever got my wallet with my 1500 cash and credit cards and passport, you will be on Channel 7 News because you was up under a candy camera.
Instead of a candid camera. Candy camera. Someone stole my wallet. Why the officer just called me? He looking for that cheat. Whoever stole it was right up under camera. Smile. If you bring it back to where you got it from yesterday, I will give you... 500 on top of the 1500 you stole. DM me if you know anything. And why the hell do motherfuckers always write in caps?
I don't know.
That's how you know it's real.
Caps?
Yeah.
Caps lock.
Yelling.
It's not yelling. It's
it is yelling.
The caps
yeah,
lock
caps
is right
means
up
you're
left.
Yelling.
That means you're yelling. Mm-hmm. That means that's more fucks I don't give.
Joe, he's been looking like that for years. Look at Stevie J behind Mariah Carey. Look at his face.
I told you this motherfucker's consistent. He is consistent.
Look at his face.
He ain't doing this shit for TV. Ask Eve about Stevie
J. I saw that video. You saw that
video?
Where he's like,
yes.
Like, he's like...
You got it right now?
No, he's like...
I can pull it up.
He's like, skewering her with a fake penis. He's laying right next to her, but he's doing it with a dildo,
yeah,
he's jerking off.
Yeah, he's jacking himself off one hand and sticking a dildo
on her. I mean, they say
hand.
When you get that kind of money, regular shit just ain't don't cut it no more. I'm broke right now, so I don't know. But
he was like jamming it in there like it was a pick. Like
they should have a reality show about all Stevie J bitches.
Yeah, that would be great.
All the Stevie J stories.
And Mimi's overacting in it.
Oh,
when she'd be like, Stevie J, with her head doing a Stevie J, he needs to leave. I'm tired of him.
There's a show coming on that's
R&B
Divas.
R&B Divas?
Yeah, I can't remember.
That's
going to
suck
R&B.
Ass like the Toni Braxton show.
Yeah, I can't watch
Braxton.
You're going to
watch Basketball Wives when LA when it comes back out?
Basketball Wives?
Yeah, with Drea.
Drea?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm in love with Drea.
You're in love with Drea?
I'm in love with Drea.
Oh, by the way, Drea is following him on Twitter.
No, she's not. I'm following her.
I thought she was following you back.
No, she won't follow me.
Oh.
Fuck her. Shout out to my followers, though. Dawn, Karen Steffens, and Filoni Smoke. Yes.
Are you following the verified Superhead?
Yes, I
am. Now, my question is, how do you verify a Superhead?
She's got a blue check next to her name.
I know, but...
No,
how do you verify
yeah.
Superhead?
I don't know.
You whip it out and say, prove that you're verified, that you are indeed.
She is a really cool
Superhead
person, but she's crazy. She's crazy, but she's funny. Like, I was tweeting her, and she said something about, all these people, all my followers are making me mad, so I'm going to go fuck some dude in the ass tonight. And I was like, really? And she was like, I'm going to make him scream. I'm like, damn, poor Eddie from...
For Eddie Winslow.
Eddie Winslow's gonna get it tonight, yo. That's not the video.
No, this is the closest I can get to.
It's got lipstick on the thingy, but you
yeah.
can see it. Look. But you really and he's like not even in the camera.
I'll
of course
continue.
Not. You make sure the chick is in the camera, and then you leave. Oh, it's a lot of
in the cavernous.
Wait, Eve was a stripper too, so he likes taking chicks in the
oh,
strip
wait,
club.
Is this Jocelyn?
No. Oh, maybe that
yes.
is.
That's
Jocelyn.
Oh my God. Ass2waist.com.
Oh, that's before. She must have got implants. Those
I'm
are natural.
This out. What
she
the
got
fuck?
Natural.
You see this?
Is that Stevie J?
That's Stevie J. Eve, I'm going to scroll through these. Oh, Katie Holmes got it too. Oh, Stevie J and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Stevie J look like Tupac Ja Rule right there?
I don't know.
That was the style. It was the 90s.
That,
Tupac
yeah, that
Rule.
Was not, that was the style.
I never wore a bandana with no shirt on, and lady,
you're not black. Yeah. It wouldn't even look right on you.
Yes, it would.
No, it's there's certain things that don't look good on certain people. Like the frosty pink lipstick that black women keep trying to pass off. I'm talking about that sidewalk chalk pink.
Like
that's not working.
Like Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj can do it because she's in a music video. That's a medium where you need to look different. But if you are like. Beatrice working down at fucking Save Lot. You don't need that.
P. Bibby.
Look at him, y'all. He really looks like he's on crack or something, man. Allegedly.
This dude is fucking hilarious. He should have been on TV in the 90s. And we wouldn't have tolerated so much bullshit shows.
Yeah, I would have to agree on that.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna be tweeting about all this shit. Because this shit entertains me. If you're not on Twitter for entertainment, fuck you. But if you are, you can follow me at HateTheseNuts. That's at H, the number 8, not a color like Frank Pond's dumbass. HateTheseNuts. Hate These Nuts. I really hate Frank Pond.
Why?
I really do.
Frank Puddle?
No, Puddles get more action than a pond.
Well, if you ever get sick of hearing tweets about boobs and show us your tits, you follow me instead.
Woo! You will be surprised.
At Fashion Freak, and that's fashion and then F-R-E-Q, because I can't be a regular freak. I got to be a freaky freak.
You. Pause me in my sentence.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, everyone listening right now, when you pass random people, women, just ball, shush tits, woo! You will be surprised at the reaction you get. It's successful at least 60% of the time.
Have you done it?
The other 40% huh?
I do it all the time. The other 40% smile. Women like that kind of stuff. Trust me, but do it from a distance.
And, well, now, if you want to follow me, just go to TonyMan00.
That's if you truly want to hear some hateful shit.
If you want to follow someone who has
your life is
three.
Going too well, and you want to say, what can I read that will fuck up my day?
If you want to follow someone that has 3 verified followers, follow me, TonyMan00. Holla. I'll get you good.
Yeah, that's our show because we're tired and we're done with that.
Yeah,
peace.
Deuces.
So I'm gonna go watch Batman. Fuck the bullshit. I'm out.
That's true.